Moncrief on News Talk.
Now it is 21 years since London brought in congestion charges. While the notion has been controversial as an option for Dublin, one commentator in the UK believes that it is time for Irish politicians to be brave and take the plunge. Joining me now is Christian Wolmar, broadcaster and journalist specialising in transport, who has been writing about this in today's Irish Independent. Welcome to the show, Christian.
Very pleased you can have me. Thank you.
Talk to me about why you think we're doing things wrong.
Well, I'm not an expert in Irish politics, but I can see that you're having the debate that is happening across the world over what to do about urban areas that are too congested, that have given away too much space for cars, and because it's free for the most part, therefore they get far too many cars in the city centre. I have been to Dublin 3 or 4 times, and it's pretty nightmarish. And so the congestion charge, you know, is an obvious solution, and the only thing that stops it is the timidity of politicians who fear that it's going to cause chaos, that it'll arise a lot of opposition, and that they'll eventually lose their positions or seats as a result.
But is there not an argument that says, obviously people don't like change, and I can understand why people don't like any sort of new charge, but you're talking about when London brought in the congestion charge 21 years ago now. It's not really equivocal. Like, there's no real excuse to have a car in London City. There is a tube stop everywhere you look. There's as many of them as there are Starbucks, and you can just get on a tube to go where you need to go. We don't have that infrastructure in Dublin, and so many people need to use their cars because the public transport system is just not fit for purpose.
And this has to go hand in hand with improvements to the public transport system. But if you wait until you have the perfect public transport system, and we don't in London, but we do have a very good system, then you're never going to take action. And so one of the obvious things to do is to have a congestion charge that helps to fund the buses and the metro, whatever, tramway systems, whatever you can kind of then build as a result of that. And, you know, unless you kind of start this process by saying, look, it's impossible to allow this number of cars into the centre of Dublin. It's causing gridlock pretty much the whole time. When I was there, it was suddenly gridlock. I think there were some roadworks, but it was pretty much gridlock in the city centre for the airport bus coming in. And this is intolerable. Come on, we shouldn't be putting up with this. We have to devise a better system. And of course, some people have to get into the city centre, but well, they'll just have to pay a bit to do so. Just as if they have to pay to park these days, or just have to pay to often use motorways in lots of countries. So why not just charge people for what is basically a limited resource, which is the space inside the city centre?
So are you suggesting, or how does it, just for listeners who aren't aware of it, how are you suggesting it work? Is it that there's sort of like there are barriers around the city and you have to pay for the barrier to open to get into the city centre?
No. Or no, that would be very 19th century technology, not even 20th century. No, you do this electronically in London. Look, in London, really nobody notices it anymore, right? They pay, the registration number is taken, and they either pay or then they get charged for it. And of course, it's more expensive if they haven't kind of paid for it in advance. They get fined and whatever. And these days, electronic systems are much more sophisticated than the one that is in London. So there are lots of methods. You might ask people to have some sort of device themselves, which they have to kind of purchase, and then that's a signal.
We have them for some of our toll bridges. We have a text in here that says, wouldn't congestion charges and increased parking tariffs in cities be as undemocratic a way as possible to reduce traffic? If you're wealthy and can afford...
What does that mean?
It means that if you're wealthy...
What do they mean by undemocratic? I mean, in what way is it undemocratic? If people our politicians are brave enough to kind of institute this, and I can tell you, if after a couple of years of having a charge, then people try to reverse it, they wouldn't, because they realised, you know, in London, we've, as you said, we've had it for 21 years, There isn't much debate about it anymore. Nobody would think of reversing it and allowing yet more cars into the centre of London. It hasn't solved our congestion problems, but it certainly made things a bit better.
So, but it is undemocratic in the sense that if you're rich enough, you're like, ah, you know what, 5 quid to go into town, I'll take my Land Rover and I'll just drive around. Whereas if money is tight for you, then you're not at the same...
But that's the same of paying for anything, isn't it? I mean, yes, of course, people who are less well off, it's kind of a greater burden for them. But you know, that's the form of capitalism. I mean, we all live under capitalism. I mean, if you want some sort of socialism, that's a whole different kind of idea. And you know, everybody who actually uses public transport is helping other people, right? So if they then kind of start using the bus instead of their car, it's actually helpful, right? So if this pushes some people onto using the buses instead of cars, well, that would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
We have someone here who's suggesting that a charge to drive in Dublin city centre will not reduce the number of cars because there's no fall off in people using our motorway since January when the prices increased, that a congestion charge just doesn't have any major effect.
It does. You know, that's been proved in places across the world.
How much are you suggesting?
Sorry?
How much would you suggest?
Ah, well, that's a difficult issue. In London, it's £12.50 at the moment. And it was originally kind of £5. So it has gone up. It hasn't been increased for quite a long time. It has to be enough to deter people. So I would say anything less than €10 would probably be ignored by most people. I think you have to kind of make it, significant enough to push you on to other forms of transport or to have your journey at a different time. I mean, you could maybe institute this maybe just in the morning rush hour. So then you would just put people off doing that kind of commute between, say, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. You can do all sorts of things with this. You can play around with it because the technology is absolutely available to have a very sophisticated system. You can charge different amounts for bigger cars. You can have concessions for people with disabilities. I mean, all sorts of things. You know, this can be made as democratic as possible to answer your caller.
And is there a system in London where certain people don't have to pay the congestion charge? Like if you have a disability, if you have a disabled parking permit, if you're
a taxi? Absolutely. And crucially, electric cars don't pay. And that's something that they might have to address because, eventually... So many people are going to have electric cars, and they still do cause a congestion. So, and people who actually live in the area get a very heavily discounted rate, and so on. And you can tailor that to whatever kind of the political needs are. But start by having a system, and your politicians have to recognise that. From an environmental point of view, from a health point of view, from a congestion point of view, just allowing a free fall on your streets is not necessarily the best solution.
We have a few texts in here, people who are a little bit miffed at the fact that you're telling us what. We have a guy here. Does this fellow want his odd trip to Dublin to be less congested by charging us to go into our own city? Are there no cities in the UK that need a congestion charge? What's your relationship with Dublin, or why you think this city in particular is one that needs to be taken on?
I'm somebody who's been writing about transport for 30 years. I was asked to write an article in the Irish Independent, just as I've written articles for foreign newspapers all around the world. But all I'm giving people is the benefit of my experience of systems across the world. And, you know, this is a universal international problem, you know, what to do about congested areas in the middle of the city. I mean, look at Paris, where, you know, they are actually going to prevent people from crossing the city. You know, they're essentially setting up kind of As it were, electronic barriers across the city to stop people driving from one end to the other through the city and so on. So there's lots of radical solutions, much more radical than just a simple congestion charge.
We are 1 year away from a general election at most. It could be much, much sooner. Do you think that any politician is going to, that this close to an election, is going to take a decision that is contentious?
Well, they could put it another way. They could say, people of Ireland, is it acceptable that we're polluting our cities like this? Is it acceptable that it's so congested people can't get about? Do we want to look at alternative solutions? And yes, it takes courage to do that. I mean, Ken Livingstone pushed it through in London and got re-elected. The people of Stockholm also. They instituted a system and then put it to the electorate, and it survived, even though just by a small majority, but it survived. So, yes, I would like to see all the politicians get together and agreeing that something has to be done, and then you can have a debate about what needs to be done.
Christian Woolmar, broadcaster and journalist specialising in transport, thank you so much. And thank you for your text on the topic. Someone here saying, I am a retailer in Dublin City and congestion charges will kill retail in the city. We already have shopping centres that people can drive almost to the door, and naturally retail businesses migrate to those locations. So what do we want to see in Dublin City? Do we want a vibrant city with lots of great retail, entertainment, food and drink? Or do we want empty units littered across the city because it doesn't make sense to pay rent in the city centre that has no footfall? That is Joe. Get your texts coming in to us. So many thoughts on that topic.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.